Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Nurse Vivian. How are you feeling? Great. Let me see what we have here. Yes, I remember. The doctor called me in to help you out with your insomnia caused by chronic nocturnal arousal. Oh, I can definitely help you. Don't worry. No need to be embarrassed. It's actually much more common than you might think. Luckily, the fix is pretty easy and there's no real medication required. All I ask is that you follow these instructions, and I promise you're going to get some relief. This is actually the most common condition I provide treatment for. The local family practices all refer to me. I'm just a regular RN, but I guess I just have a way with things. Anyway, you're in good hands. Trust me. Before we begin, I just need to ask a couple of questions. Are you sexually active? Okay. Do you masturbate on a regular basis? Gotcha. And when you masturbate, do you typically achieve orgasm? And how many times? Okay, that sounds pretty normal. And when did you last masturbate? Last night. Got it. Okay, well, that all sounds exactly how I expected. So now I'm going to show you how to cure your condition. Basically, the root cause here is an imbalance of testosterone on account of excess semen volume and production. Some men just make more, and typically it's within normal bounds, but sometimes it's enough to just throw off the balance. You know what I mean? It isn't usually a lifelong situation, but it does need to be dealt with. In essence, you're going to need to extract your semen. This will be a nightly occurrence, so you'll need to allot a bit of additional time before bed, but it's not difficult at all. All you need to do is stimulate your penis until you reach a partial orgasm, and then repeat until no more ejaculation takes place. Don't worry, I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do. If you could just stand up and undress for me, please. Underwear too. I know. Don't worry. I'd be concerned if you didn't have an erection right now. If you could please just climb back onto the exam table. Stomach down for right now. Good. Now, if you could come up so that you're resting on your elbows and knees. Perfect. Just like that. You can do this on your back at home, but cleanup here is just easier this way. Now, which hand do you masturbate with? Okay. Give me your hand, please, and I'll give you some lubricant. You can take this bottle home with you after today. Now, just gently place your hand around the shaft of your penis, and if you please, begin to masturbate as you normally would. No need to be shy. It's just part of the job. Great. Phenomenal. Everything is looking normal. Now, are you familiar with edging? No, that's fine, no problem. Basically, edging is stimulating your penis until you're very close to orgasm and then stopping contact. This technique will help in making each ejaculation more productive. So, let me just show you how it's done. Stay right there, and I'm going to place my hand over yours. Is that okay? Perfect. Let me just move your hand and you'll see what I mean. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being an orgasm, how close are you? 5? Okay, this won't take too long. So let's just keep stroking. Just how you've been, but let's go a little bit faster and bring your hand a bit higher over the head of your penis. Comfortable? Great. Let's just keep going. What we're going to do is just slightly increase the speed until we get to about an 8. Good. Just like that. Exactly. Getting better. Getting a little closer. At an 8. Perfect. Now what we're going to do is go a bit faster, and then we're going to get to a 9. And then we're going to slow down to keep you from getting to a 10 and just hold you at that level for a count of about 10 seconds. Okay? Great. Let's begin. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go. Good. Now, good. And now just hold it for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off. Oh, excellent job. Just rest for a bit now, and we'll go on to the second part. This will be what's called a ruined orgasm. Don't let the name scare you. It's actually not bad at all. Basically, a ruined or a partial orgasm is when you get close enough to the point of orgasm that you produce semen, but not enough to have the full feeling of an orgasm. It's important that you follow through with your treatment, okay? I promise it isn't too hard. Can you promise that to me, please? Can you say, I promise to follow through with my routine, Nurse Vivian? Yeah, that's great. I'm going to guide you again so you know what to do, okay? Just let me put a towel down under you so we can clean up the mess. Again, when you do this at home, you can do it all on your back. In all honesty, semen makes for a great lubricant, and a lot of people find it to be arousing. Actually, have you tasted any of your semen or pre-ejaculate? No? Well, if you wouldn't mind indulging me, I think this would be a great opportunity to try. I promise it will be beneficial. Wonderful. Okay, so I'm just going to touch your penis with my gloved hand, just my finger onto the tip to get some pre-ejaculate onto it. Good. Now open your mouth and lick your fluids off of my finger. You can close your eyes if that makes it a little easier. Wow, you are quite attentive to direction, aren't you? That's great. Okay, are you ready to begin again? I'm just going to guide your hand, and you're going to ejaculate into my other palm. Understood? Good. Let's start again. You're already quite aroused, so we should be able to get you back to the edge fairly quickly. Doesn't that feel good? Excellent. Do you promise that you'll behave and tell me when you reach a 9? A ruin is very similar to an edge, just instead of taking your hand off, after holding the edge, you do 3 very fast strokes, and then your hand comes off. Your semen won't squirt out like it probably does normally. Instead, it will drip or stream out. You'll see. I actually quite like ruined orgasms, and I think you will as well. Sweetheart? We're just going to pick up the pace now. Getting closer? 7? Perfect. Keep this pace, but let's put a twist in the top, the stroke. Is that pleasurable? Good. Let's just maintain this speed. Just like that. 9. Okay. Now you're going to do exactly as I do. We're going to hold you on the edge for 10 seconds, and then 3 fast strokes, and hands off. You promise you're going to behave, right? Oh, good. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hands off. There we go. Don't move. Just feel your semen leaving your penis. Just let it happen. I have it all in my hand. Relax your muscles. Good boy. Just stay there. There we have it. No more ejaculation, see? It isn't bad. It just feels a bit tense, right? Look, it was actually a pretty large volume of... Oh, well, you came a lot for a ruined orgasm. Look, see all that? Now I want to try something, so please just do as I ask. Put out your hand, and I'm going to pour some of your semen in. Now look at me, and don't look away. Bring your hand to your mouth. Keep looking right into my eyes. Lick your palm and swallow right away. Does that turn you on? Oh, well, that might change in the future, so I strongly suggest that you ingest your semen on occasion. You may find it will begin to arouse you after these sorts of partial orgasms. So now you've got the general hang of it. Edge, rune, and then repeat. You may find your body prefers to edge more than once before each rune. Or maybe it changes. That's completely normal, and you'll find your rhythm in time. Do you see that you've maintained your erection and you're still aroused? That's how this works. You can't orgasm regularly or, well, you know what happens after. Let's start again, but this time you're going to do it alone, and I'm going to monitor you to make sure that you have the techniques down. Give me your hand one more time. There's still plenty of semen, enough for you to use it as lubricant for your penis. Good. Just take that and start stroking yourself. It feels good, right? Stroking your hard cock, slathered in your own cum. You're such an obedient patient. Such a good boy. You wouldn't tell anyone if Nurse Vivian pleasured herself while she watched you now, would you? Good. Here, I'm just going to bring my chair over so you can watch me while you pleasure yourself on all fours. Oh, I know this might be a little unexpected, but we nurses do sort of have a reputation for this kind of behavior, and I can't hide it when you're just behaving so well for me. I'll just take this down. Do you see how wet you've made me? You want to see my panties, don't you? You want to see under them. I will. I'll let you if you promise to keep being a good boy and only edge and ruin for me. Good boy. You can look right at my tight little pussy. Here, I'll just spread it open so you can see me pleasure my clitoris while you stroke your penis. You're still so sensitive, aren't you? Just a bit more stroking, and I think you're going to be at the edge again already, won't you? That's right. This is such quick and easy therapy. Plus, you get to watch me. Aren't you just the luckiest patient? Go on now. Don't stop stroking. Keep going up and over the tip. How does your semen feel being rubbed against your penis? It should feel good. Getting closer now, aren't you? Nurse Vivian will count you down while I touch myself, okay? You made me so wet. Look how wet I am. Oh, I want you to edge in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and off. Take your hands off. Good boy. Perfect. Yes, I just get to keep touching myself while you feel frustrated. I know. It means your next rune is going to be that much more productive. Take 2 deep breaths for me. Good. Now back on your cock and get ready to rune soon. You're so close already. Oh, you look so unhappy. No, sweetie. How about we rune together, okay? See what I do for you? That should do it, right? Good boy. This time I want you to focus on something for me. Last time you ruined, did you notice how your penis twitched and bounced? When you do that, your semen shoots out a bit. When you're at home and probably on your back, you may want to have your semen flow down your penis to re-lubricate yourself. When you ruin, make sure to focus on keeping your muscles there nice and relaxed. Don't let them clench. That way your cock will stay still and your cum will stream out nice and gently. Are you getting close? I am too. Look right at my pussy and do as you're told, okay? Good. Now stroke faster. Good, right there. Just a little longer. My pussy isn't quite ready yet, so you need to be patient and wait right on the edge for me. Don't you dare have a full orgasm. Good boy. Get ready for your countdown. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ugh, hands off and ruin that orgasm for me. Be a good boy. Be a good boy like you promised. Oh, yes. Ooh, there we go. It's getting easier, right? Perfect. I guess I do need to get dressed now. You can stay there for me. Good. You aren't done quite yet. I need to take care of some other patients, so you keep going through the cycles as you need to until you have a ruined orgasm that's completely empty. Okay, sweetie? When you do, you can press the buzzer on the desk, and I'll come back for you. Oh, and please keep count of how many it is for me. Good boy. Have fun. You can feel free to pause the audio and follow my instructions. Be sure to tell me how many runes you needed. Good boy. So I take it you're done? Good. Let's get that towel off the exam table. You can go ahead and get dressed too. Oh, we aren't quite done yet. We have to make absolutely certain that your balls are truly empty. Besides, you're still hard, and that might get a little awkward in the waiting room. So just lay down and unzip your pants and take your cock back out for me. Good. You said you were empty, didn't you? Let's hope so, or being hard is the least of your concerns. Fuck your hand for me, darling. Don't hold back. Pump hard for me. I'm just going to place my hand around your balls. Don't be scared, sweetie. Nurse Vivian isn't going to hurt you. I just want to feel what happens when you burst, okay? And if any of your cum gets on my hand, you're licking it off. Got that? Good boy. I don't mean to rush you, but we have already spent a lot of time together. We can't have anyone get curious about what went on in here. I need you to come quick, and I know you can do it. You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job. Come right now. Come for me. Good boy. Come now. Oh, and would you look at that? You definitely had an orgasm. I felt it, but you were perfectly empty. Good boy. I think it's safe to say that you understand your new nighttime routine. I don't think you'll forget, but I do have a set of written instructions for you with a link to the audio instructions in this packet. When you leave, I ask that you speak with the receptionist and we can set up a remote checkup in about 2 weeks. You can always call the office if you need anything. But that should do it for today, okay, hon? You've got this. See you in 2 weeks, darling.